Last night, we celebrated Samhain, and it was our 8th year anniversary as a coven at this fellowship. Would everybody that's a part of Earth Spirit please stand up? I have a special announcement to make. As you can see, we have quite a few. As of last Tuesday, Earth Spirit is a chapter of the Coven of Unitarian Universal Pagans. So we are official now. There are different cultures that celebrate the passing of their loved ones into the new realm or life. Day of the Dead is celebrated in Mexico, and the celebration goes back to the Aztecs. The family and friends would fix food, gather their music instruments, and dress in bright clothing and face paint, and would go to the cemeteries to eat, dance, and sing with their deceased ancestors. All Souls Day is a Christian celebration, and or All Saints Day, which is Catholic, the religious holiday where they celebrated the dead ancestors and the holy saints. The Ghost Festival is a Chinese festival most often celebrated by those of the Buddhist and the Taoist philosophies. They believe that the gates of hell are open and the ghosts are allowed to eat and drink. Samhain is a pagan and Wiccan high holiday. It is a celebration of our new year and when the veil between both worlds is at its thinnest, so that we are able to communicate with our ancestors and deceased loved ones. When I was a teen, I used to say, the day that you were born is one day closer to your death. Growing up, death was not a taboo subject. As a child, I used to play with the grandchildren of the first female mortician in the state of Missouri. We would play in the casket rooms and play hide and seeks throughout the place, but never in the morgue, because we never knew if there was a body out or not. I was raised as a Methodist, and in this denomination of Christianity, death was revered and depressing. Slow, sad dredges about how this loved one was sure to be going to heaven, for they were worthy. The minister saying how the sinner needed to repent and come back to Jesus before it's their time to meet their maker, not a celebration about life or an uplifting encouragement of love and relief and loneliness of the spirit. Death was an experience I dealt with on a daily basis on the news when the nightly broadcast reported the numbers of dead American soldiers in Vietnam. I heard it every day when classmates or kids we knew were told that their brothers or their fathers were killed in action. I dealt with the death of my cousin in Vietnam. When I was a young teenager, I lost my grandmother to cancer after taking care of her throughout my junior high and to my sophomore year in high school. The hardest death was on my birthday in 1993, when my son was killed in a car accident. His funeral was held 3 days later on his birthday. And we started it at 1 o'clock at the time that he was born and sang him happy birthday. The kids JD knew in public school reacted differently. The public school kids that knew him came to his funeral and cried and looked guilty for how they had treated him. We had taken JD a year and a half before he died out of school because we kept having so much problems with the public school systems where we homeschooled him. And the homeschool group that he was in came to the funeral and saw it as a learning experience and asked me questions about death. And the funeral home showed the homeschool group around the home. JD, my son, had Tourette's syndrome, and due to this, he had started having suicide thoughts and tendencies at a very young age. About a week prior to his passing, JD told a friend of his that he wanted to go home and live with Jesus. After his death, I would go to visit and talk with him at the cemetery. A hawk would fly over my car, and JD's favorite song, Bohemian Rhapsody, would come on the radio. To this day, every Mother's Day, the song comes on, and my thoughts go towards my son's sweet, boyish face, and I would always say, "Hi, baby. Mom loves you." It was after JD's death that I began to really look at other religious aspects and teachings about death, rebirth, and grief counseling. Some sort of comfort of my innocent child was in a great place. I studied other religions, and one day a friend gave me a book called Embraced by the Light by Betty Eddy. In it, she interviews other near-death experience and describes her own near-death experience and her awakening into life. I was truly touched by this book, and it gave me comfort that JD was okay, and so was I. I began to reconnect with the native path that I was exposed to as a young girl going to powwows with friends and other family members. As a child, I wasn't allowed to discuss or acknowledge my native blood ancestryhood. Due to my grief, I stopped celebrating my birthday and Christmas, and it wasn't until a few years after I started coming here to Goof that I decided I was going to take back my birthday and Christmas back into my life. I have set apart this day to celebrate my mother and stepfather, my grandmother, and my son. While I still grieve in my own way, I give life to serving my Earth Spirit family and help those in their own death experience come through as I did. And I thank you, Goof, for celebrating this very important day and helping me to heal my broken heart.